Welcome to the My Amazon Guy podcast. Today we're going to be talking about project management, all those things you have to get done for Amazon and everything that's involved. So now I'm joined by Dustin Fenton. Dustin is a project manager at My Amazon Guy. Welcome.
Hey, Stephen. Glad to be with you.
So we're going to be talking to Dustin today about what it's like to manage all of the ongoing projects at Amazon. It can get kind of crazy with everything that adds up. So first question for you, Dustin, is project management, in your opinion, different at Amazon as compared to, say, another business model?
It is. A lot of things that you can predict for in other business models can't be predicted for on Amazon. You are on Amazon's ball game. It's what they want to do. A lot of times you can think that you have something under control. You can create a case with Amazon. They can give you a completely different answer than what you are expecting. So it's always something new, and you just have to learn to adjust and go with the flow and adjust your project managing accordingly.
So sometimes, you know, I'm saying, hey, Dustin, can we wrap this up? And that's not always possible because we're waiting on a ticket. We're waiting for Amazon, or we're waiting on the client for something. So how do you keep up with that agility?
It's something that I've always had personally. I have a good long-term memory, so I can kind of pull just from what I remember or know doing. I can pull from that and go from there and know exactly where I'm at. But sometimes it can get overwhelming, and sometimes you have to have some kind of notes. So that's where we start to use some tools as well. And I use some tools to help me keep track of some of the ideas.
So what kind of tools are you using right now?
I use Google Sheets. Google Sheets has always been a lifesaver for me. Sheets help me keep track of everything when it comes to project management, from tactical items such as listing new products or keeping track of keywords to using Asana to keep track of the most important projects that have to be remembered, and I don't want to just rely on my memory for it.
So let's talk about Google Sheets for a moment. I feel like one of the most important things that we do for our clients at My Amazon Guy is to create a product data sheet. And as companies scale, they have to load their product to not only multiple platforms, but they may load it to Amazon, and all of a sudden, boom, detailed page removal, or boom, somebody deletes the catalog, or Amazon deletes the catalog. So if you project manage that in a way where you've got a single source of data for your products, you're going to have that good backup. So I think Google Sheets is a really good one. Let's talk about Asana, because this is probably the really big, most important tool on the list. And by the way, a lot of those who are listening to this who haven't used a project management tool before, the free version of Asana is absolutely worth testing out. And so let's talk a little bit about that. What do you like about Asana? What do you not like about Asana?
What I do like about Asana is its ease of use. You can easily create tasks or anything that you need to do, and you can make it either as a one-time task or a repetitive task. So a lot of our reporting and stuff that has to be done on a weekly basis, it'll pop up without having to go back and remember to re-add that task. What? And another thing I like about it is some clients like to be in on the action, and Asana allows them to do that. It allows them to see where we are real time.
Yeah, and I like that too. So all, you know, as an agency owner, I'm constantly stacking the queue, if you will, for employees. And so by the time I put the task into Asana, I've already forgotten about it, right? And so when that task gets done, I automatically get notified that the task is done. And if there's any comments or challenges, they can be added to that task. And then let's say we've got some tasks that are taking 2+ weeks, and we've got other tasks that take 24 hours in turnaround. Well, you don't have to, you know, have to worry about all that. You can set a due date and say deadline for this is here. And then you can go lick, okay, here are all the tasks that are supposed to be due today. Here's what's coming up. Should we reprioritize anything? And you could also look at it and say, hey, this task, we've had a lot of back and forth on a creative project. a lot of feedback. Well, instead of us having to put this all into a giant email, we put all that once that information in one location so that task can be tracked over time instead of trying to be juggling some email threads. That's one of my favorite things about it too. All right, so anything else on Asana?
You asked in the original question, is there anything I disliked about it? I've not used, actually Asana is the only actual project management software that I've used consistently. And the only thing I dislike about it is the way that it sends emails. It sent so many emails to me that I had to filter it out. So it's not something that constantly reminds me, and that especially when I first started, I actually missed a couple of tasks because I didn't remember to go back to Asana because I didn't have a notification for it. So that's something that I didn't like about it. A way that I've kind of gotten around that though is I had the app on my phone and it pops up, so that really helps me remember. But for an email perspective, I don't like it.
It's so overwhelming. So Asana, anytime a comment is added to a task, can generate an email. And of course, if there's hundreds of tasks flying around, it can get a little overwhelming. So yeah, there's definitely a few different ways that could be managed, either logging into Asana and looking at the tasks and the due dates there, and anything that's got new comments, or tracking it by email to know, hey, I need to go check out this task later and keep with it. One of the other things I like about Asana is it does integrate with some other platforms. I do not like Asana's integration into Gmail. I felt like that one was pretty awful. There's like a 20-second delay if you're trying to create a task out of Gmail to generate into Asana. So we tested that one out and kind of nixed that one pretty quick. The other integration, though, I really like, though, is Harvest. And Harvest, for those that don't know, is a time management tool. This particular thing is probably not one that most product-based businesses or corporations are going to want to adopt. Nobody likes tracking their time. But for agencies or somebody, anyone with virtual employees, is a fantastic tool. So you can track by project and by task how long each item is taking, which makes it really easy to bill accordingly if you're an agency. And it also helps you understand your burn rates if you're just a regular corporation that is doing work for yourself. So if you're wondering how long that report takes every Monday to generate to send that to the CEO, boom, there you go. It took 3 hours or whatever it might be. Maybe that's not a good use of time. Maybe we should spend 2.5 of those hours going back and actually getting some stuff done to move the needle and move the numbers. And maybe that roll up to the CEO should be 5 bullet points instead of 5 paragraphs. So that's the kind of thing that Harvest, I felt like, can be helpful for project management, running burn rates and all that good stuff. All right. So let's go to the next question. So Dustin, do you feel like project management is a cultural issue?
It can be. It definitely can be. Project management, every company has a different culture. Some cultures are more laid back. Some are very strict and stringent. And project management goes a lot along with that. I really think that project management should be done, something that should be done on the top of any organization structure first, focusing on where the organization wants to go and what kind of projects the...
So let's talk a little bit about that. When you say top, what you really mean is from the owners and the CEO and the managers pushing project management as a philosophy down into the culture, down to the every single employee, right? That's kind of what you're getting at when you say top, right?
Yes, that's exactly what I mean.
All right, so sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I wanted to make sure I kind of stressed that, because if project management's not adopted by the CEO, the owner, the founder, whatever, will it really work?
It really won't. I'm a firm believer of, if you want your employees or people under you to adopt something and to do it, that the CEO or the owner or the person making the decisions has to do it themselves. I've seen several good articles and memes on leadership, and the leader always has to be working alongside the employees or the workers. So that's something that can also apply for project management.
So whatever is not inspected probably won't get done, and that's a typical project thing. But so I'm a big believer in project management myself. Obviously, that's why we've adopted some of these tools. But when we were first starting out, before we used Asana, we were tracking every task in one giant Google Sheet to try and manage it. Or we kept time in one Google Sheet, and then we kept each employee would have tasks for their own brands or companies that they were working with, clients, if you will. And so the challenge with that, though, is as the organization grew, we had specialists that started to get involved. So no longer was it a single person working the entire brand or the entire account. We now hired a designer. We now hired an ad manager and then a tactical person who went in and pulled reports. So without a project management tool, as the organization scales and specialists get involved, it's going to be hard for the person who is, let's say, the account manager to know what's the status on that design build. What's the status on, hey, has advertising been checked in the last 72 hours? Well, yes, it has. I can see clearly here because it's been checked off. Oh, and by the way, one of the other things I really like about project tools like Asana is you can set reoccurring tasks. Not only can you set the task by do this every Monday, you can set it do this every 7 days or do this every 3 days. And so that's a really good one that I like. And you can, there's probably other tools like Gantt charts. I don't think that's necessarily needed. I think that's maybe one level deeper, if you're trying to figure out, if that oil rig can be made in 3 months and you need to know, hey, I can't start this task until these other 13 tasks are done. That's when I would go Gantt chart it up. But I think regular e-commerce business probably only needs to do something like Asana to move forward. So I know that was a little bit of tangent off culture, but you jogged my memory a little bit on some of the things I recently was appreciating. All right, so let's go back to culture then. So it can be really tricky for me as a manager or a boss to toe this line between micromanaging projects and assigning them with no follow-up and wondering where they're at. So how do you feel like we can toe that line delicately?
That's something that has to be done and readjusted on a daily basis. I think obviously every organization can have improvements. Ours is no exception to that. But I think we do a relatively good job at it. I think as project or as a manager, you have to at least on a weekly basis go into the projects yourselves, especially ones that you know are important, and or for bigger clients, and you have to go in and just nudge or follow up on those. Another great thing to do is to have a daily or a weekly sync, as we do as an organization, with a group and then also with individuals as well, to just kind of see where they are, ask where stress points are, and see if there's anything that can be done for the client. I always think it's better to act proactively before the client questions something and to address any issues internally before you have to address or solve issues externally.
Yeah, and so when the project has a deadline coming up, and if it's missed or not hit, then of course, the questions start getting asked. And so I think it's a great way to manage those expectations and say, hey, we're going to be delayed on this 2 days, instead of getting the question, hey, where's my stuff? This could also be applied at a non-agency corporation where you're waiting on that design team to get that photo for you, or you're waiting on the warehouse to ship that pallet, all kinds of things that can need some accountability. And so one of the things that you also might want to do as a product-based business is, hey, do I have all my inventory checked in? Is all my inventory live? Does it have a 60-day supply at Amazon? Well, if you create some tasks to go analyze, okay, hey, I need to have a shipment go out at least once or twice a week, and here are the SKUs I really want to focus on. It can definitely be helpful. All right, so let's go to the next question. So how do you take your current project management process, you know, that we've kind of outlined on today's podcast, and continuously improve it without interfering and, you know, without interfering with the actual work, if you know what I mean?
It's a good question. Let me think about that for a second.
So when we ask this question, and the reason I ask is because when an organization is already overloaded, let's say you're a person shy on the team and you don't have enough personnel to get it done, and you're like, hey, Monday morning, we're going to start implementing project management. And this is like this great thing that everybody loves to adopt. They don't. And so how do you, without interrupting the work, go in there and say, hey, we're going to start using this tool? Or maybe you already use the tool and we're going to use it a little bit differently and we're going to tweak that process. So do you feel like there's a way to massage that project management improvement into the culture, into the system, if you think?
For me personally, I think the best way to do this is to just do it. I don't, having meetings or talking about it's great, but I think the best thing to do is just kind of give a brief outline to whoever you're doing the project management work with, tell them what needs to be done, give explanation how to do it, and then implement it and go from there. If there's any issues or problems with the new process or protocols, then those can kind of be brought up as you're within the workflow. Kind of like when you're learning a new board game, at least for me personally, I rather just jump in there and start playing the game without spending a whole amount of time reading the rules before doing it.
I think it's a great metaphor. But okay, so let's talk about board games for just a brief moment. My favorite, Ticket to Ride and Settlers of Catan. What are your favorites, Dustin?
Ticket to Ride is, I love that game. I've never played Settlers of Catan, but I hear it's good. Another, I have always enjoyed Risk, and Monopoly is also a favorite of mine.
Yeah, so if you're going to bring a new person in to play that board game, and let's go with Ticket to Ride. I want you to explain Ticket to Ride in 2 to 3 sentences. Ready, go.
the game is a broad platform. The idea is to build your own train track and to build your own train track across the United States, just like you're a builder back in the 1800s.
So stop there. Now that is enough information to start playing. And that's exactly how we'd look at project management. So we are the owner of a railroad, and we need to go from point A to point B. That, and the reason why we're going to use a project management tool is because we don't know how to get from New York to Tallahassee, Florida. And so that's the purpose of a project management tool, is to help us connect that says, hey, by the way, guys, did you know we actually had to go through Driggs, Idaho, and Salt Lake City, Utah, and then through Houston, Texas to get to Tallahassee, Florida? And the team is going to look at you and be like, that doesn't make any sense. Why would we want to go halfway across the country to the west to go down to the south? Well, hey, by the way, when we were actually outlining this project management and we saw that there was another railroad company or another two competitors who had blocked everything off between Maryland and right, South Carolina, and we can't go through there. We can't go that direction. Now, in this particular metaphor that we, by the way, we didn't plan this. We just came up with it on the fly here. Amazon could be that competitor who's in the way. Or let's say you got a deficiency in a particular area. And so I think that's another go ahead.
Or a product gets shut down for, we've seen that with some of our clients. A product.
Product detail page removals are really bad right now. Really bad. Amazon's very touchy, and so you might have to be proactive and go through your listings and look for any new possible policy violations. For example, if you have anything that talks about the FDA or have their logo on your listings, we've seen detail page removals for that. That was kind of the newest one we saw in the last week.
Or coronavirus.
COVID-19.
Had two listings taken offline for that on the UK side, so...
And they're being very touchy about claims right now. You absolutely have to back up your claims and make sure that you Don't say something that your product can't substantiate or immediately prove. All right, so let's go back to our non-metaphor project management discussion. So what kind of feedback do you feel like you typically get from clients who see that we manage their projects well?
Generally, clients that if you manage your projects well, they're happy. But as long as those projects equate to better sales and better revenue, that's always the catch there. But to answer your question directly, if you're proactively getting the projects done, if you're coming up with new adding value and coming up with new ideas and new things that they haven't thought of themselves, if you're making their listings better, optimizing it, they see their A cost is decreasing for their advertising campaigns, they see their sales increasing, then they're going to not only keep us as an agency, but also potentially refer us out to someone else. So it's always good to have good project management.
Well, I appreciate you coming on the podcast today, Dustin. I definitely would summarize a lot of what we talked about that, you know, basically project managers increases output. A lot of people think it might slow it down. You got to do more documentation, but in reality, it really does increase output and it allows for more focus. And focus is a big topic because as companies have so many things competing for prioritization and whatnot, it allows you to sit down and say, hey, here's what we're actually going to focus on. And my recommendation to my listeners is use project management to help you focus and make project management your focus for a solid month as you try and onboard it before you move off of that focus. And if you do all those things, Dustin's right, you're going to have an increase in output, which leads to an increase in sales, traffic, conversion, and overall better business growth. So thanks for coming on today, Dustin.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, so that's the My Amazon Guy podcast. We appreciate you listening today. Please refer our podcast out to 3 other people so we can spread the word. And if you liked it today, leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Google, or iHeartRadio, and all the other platforms that we can be found on. Thank you very much.